I love all of your questions. So this one you said, are the things that mentally stimulate you different in your day-to-day life compared to when you are in little/middle headspace? If so, how would you describe the difference to someone who does not get into that headspace? This is so tricky to explain because it is like you're saying, it's a headspace, meaning like your whole body and brain are like functioning differently than normal. And other if you don't know what I'm talking about at all, if you're someone who's like clicked on this and you don't know like what little space means, that's a whole conversation. I've recorded like 1600 videos trying to explain it from my perspective, and every time I delete them because I'm like, oh, that wasn't right. So it's there's a no, I'm not even gonna try. It's just do your own research, figure it out yourself. So I'm just gonna answer your question. When I'm just like regularly around the house, out with friends, something that would arouse me would be probably like I have to feel comfortable to be aroused. So somebody like eyeing me at a bar or restaurant, that won't turn me on. That makes me feel almost like a little bunny being hunted by a fox or a wolf or something. I feel very like prey, like within kinky sex land, when it's consensual and it's what people want to turn on, it's like that primal prey kind of a play, which I think I would like if I had a really safe feeling connection with someone who is like playing more dominant with me. However, in the real world, with people who I don't know what their knowledge of like sex and kink and consent and understanding how to read signals, which I think is like a huge thing that people are not taught, and a lot of men in bars and stuff, like to me, I can read signals really well, and I would think it would be obvious that I'm either like uncomfortable or nervous or shy or like something has gone directly toward like sexual without me being ready for that or feeling like it's okay to go there yet. So there has to be that friend comfort level first. I almost always am called like a tease by my guy friends because I'm so super flirty and I like attention and I like being cute and I like being goofy, but only when I feel safe. And so I do like my ideal situation of like a person I'm hooking up with at this phase in life is not a romantic partner. It's not like a one-on-one monogamous situation. It's definitely like friends with benefits. Guy friends, girlfriends, a group of friends, whatever it may be, but like people who are mature about sex and know it's fun and know it's healthy and are like respectful of boundaries and whatever it may be. So within not little space, it's I think I'm the most aroused by like friendly, teasing, flirting banter. When I feel little, it's like I'm able to almost tap into my subconscious mind in a way and like not be embarrassed to let it show on my face how much I want someone's approval or affection. Like those big puppy dog eyes of like, I want you to like me. And in real life, you have to play it cool and you can't be like, love me. But if you're with someone who is cool with you being cutesy and little and like dancing around the living room in like pigtails and a giant t-shirt and your underwear and like laying on your stomach on the floor watching a movie while you doodle in your journal. If someone's like fine with you, kind of, and that's what it means, little space. It's not like I think I'm a kid, but I'm like totally just being goofy and silly and playful and a lot of like cutesiness and all the praise stuff works and turns me on. But especially any kind of like commands or things like simple things like look at me. That is a phrase that will like I don't know, it stops my heart like what? And it's almost like the anticipation of like you have something in your head and I want to know what it is and I hope it's fun. And also I kind of hope I'm not in trouble, but I also sometimes hope I am, and it's all playing and it's all like a bundle of excited giggly nerves. Kitty, over and out. I don't know how to sign off. Night.